This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Shalom Aleichem. Great to see everyone. Tonight we have a short Amud. Short in quantity, tall in quality. Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught. We learned that if somebody makes a neder, if somebody marries a woman on condition that his wife does not have nedarim, or that his wife does not have mumin, and then he does bia, so then there's a question, is it a good marriage, is it not a good marriage? Rabbah was of the opinion, if you make a tanai, it definitely is not a good marriage. But there are certain circumstances where if you marry a woman out tanai, even if the tanai is unfulfilled, the marriage could be good, because there might be ways to retroactively make it that she didn't have nedarim, or she didn't have issues. Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis taught, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Halcha Eitzel Chacham. If the woman went to a Chacham v'hitira, and the Chacham was mater, the neder, mikudeshes, so now the marriage is good. Eitzel Roife. If she went to a doctor, the Ripe Oisa, and the doctor healed her, Eina Mekadeshes. She's not married. Ma bein chacham l'raife. What's the difference between a doctor? What's the difference between a sage and a doctor? Why is it that if a chacham is mater her nedarim, she's married, and if a doctor heals her illnesses, she's not married? Chacham oikar s'neder meikarai. The doctor uproots the nether, the sage uproots the nether from the beginning. So he married her on condition she didn't have nadarim. Turns out she didn't have nadarim. But she did. Yeah, but the chacham came along and he nullified it. So he was oikaret l'mafreya. So it turns out she didn't have. Now, is it only if the chacham is oikaret before the husband knows about it, or even after the husband found out? That's a question. But the way the chacham is made for nadarim, is mater nadarim, is meikarai. The doctor only heals from now on. So he married her on condition that she didn't have an illness or a mum, and she did. Now she doesn't, but she did, and the tanai was not fulfilled. Okay. Amar Rava. So the Gemara asks, excuse me, Vahatanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Itzel Chacham Vitira. But we learned in a braisa not like this, that if she goes to a sage and he's materit, she goes to a doctor and he heals it, it's not a good marriage. So we have a stira in braisais. In the first braisa we learned that if the chacham is mater the neder, it's not a good marriage. In the first braisa we learned if the chacham is mater the neder, then the marriage is good meikaroi. Is oikar the neder meikaroi. And we learned in another braisa, Eitzel Chacham v'yitira, Eina mekudeshes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava loy kasha, Ha Rabbi Meir, Ha Rabbi Elazar. Rava said it's not a question. This braisa is Rabbi Meir. This braisa is Rabbi Elazar. The braisa that says that it's a good kedushin is Rabbi Meir. The braisa that says it's not a good kedushin is Rabbi Elazar. Why? Ha Rabbi Meir, this braisa is Rabbi Meir de Amar. Adam roisa shetisbaza ishta bebezdin. A person doesn't mind if his wife is ashamed in bezdin. So he makes a tanai. I'm marrying you on condition you don't have nedarim. Turned out she had nedarim. But the Chacham went ahead, and the Chacham was mater the neder. But it's embarrassing for her to have to go to Bezin, and it's embarrassing for him. So be it. All he wants is he didn't want her to have nedarim. So she doesn't have nedarim. But did he want her to be embarrassed? Yeah, he didn't mind. That wasn't an issue to him. But Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, if he made a tanai that he doesn't want a woman who has nedarim, so even if she she had the nedarim hutar, but he didn't want her to have to go to Beis Din. So the whole process, the fact that she had to go through this process, was not something that he wanted. What is this machlek? It's the Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Let's say someone who divorces his wife because of a neder. She was a nadranis, Rashi says. She was constantly making nadarim. And he divorces her because of nadarim that she made. Lo yachzer. You can't take her back. What's the reason that if you divorce a woman because of another, you can't take her back? So there are two possible reasons. One reason, Rashi says, is Mishum Kalkula. Because if the halacha is you could take her back, we're afraid. You're going to divorce her because of Nadarim. She's going to go marry someone else. And then you're going to say, hey, I like her. And you're going to, she's going to have her Nadarim Hutar, and you're going to say, well, I never meant to divorce her in the first place. But this is after she already married a second guy and had children from him. And now you're going to render her marriage an illicit marriage because she was still married to you, and her children from the second guy, Mamzerim. So therefore we say that if you divorce your wife because of Nedarim, the halacha is you can never take her back. If you divorce your wife because of Nadarim, you can't take her back. So that's one reason that if you divorce your wife because of Nadarim, you can't take her back because of Kilkel. Or if you divorce your wife because of bad reputation, you can't take her back. Because maybe if you're able to take her back, after she marries a second guy, you'll come and say, yeah, it wasn't true. I found that it wasn't true. And you'll uproot the marriage retroactively. Another reason is it's not because of Kilkel. Another possible reason why you can't take your wife back when she makes nedarim is it's a penalty to her. Rashi says we don't want her to be parutz b'nedarim. That we say that once she's making nedarim and it reaches the point where it's an untenable situation, if you're going to divorce her as a punishment to her, you cannot take her back. So we're going to see which opinion holds of which reason. So, Hamoitzias Ishta Mishum Nedar Layachzer, someone who divorces his wife because of Nedarim, you can't take her back. Mishum Shem Ra Layachzer. Rav Yehuda says, Kol Nedar Sheyadu Bay Rabim Layachzer. A Nedar that the public knows about, you can't take her back. Layadu Bay Rabim, if the public doesn't know about it, Yachzer, you could take her back. Rav Yehuda says, any Nedar that was made in front of 10 people, you can't take her back. Rav Yehuda holds the reason why you can't take her back is Shelo Yehu Prutzois Benedarim. So when she was menader b'fnei rabim, that's a woman who's parts b'nedarim. Why? Because when she does a b'fnei rabim, it's a neder that has no hatara. It can't be nullified. So therefore, it's considered she's parts b'nedarim. She'll lo yadu b'rabim. If people don't know about it, yachzer, you could take it back. So since it has hafara, we don't knas her. So basically, it's sort of the exact opposite of Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir holds, or the Tanakhama holds, Hamoitzias Ishta Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer, it's because of Kalkula. So that's only by a neder that you could be Matir. Rav Yehuda says it's because of Pritzos. So then it's only by a neder, you can't be Matir. Rav Meir says, Kol Neder Shetzar Chakiras Chacham Lo Yachzer. Any neder that needs a chacham to investigate, you can't take her back. If it doesn't need an investigation of a chacham, you could take her back. Reb Meir holds that any neder that you need a chacham, meaning the baal cannot be mefer, because this is not a neder of personal matters.
for Nidrei Inoy Nefesh, so you can't take her back. The reason is, Rav Meir holds the reason why Hamoitzi Asishta Mishum Neder La Yachser is because of Kilkel. So therefore, when is there Kilkel? There's Kilkel if he could say, oh, if I knew that a Chacham could be Matir, I never would have divorced her. So that's only by a Neder that a Chacham could investigate. But if you don't need the investigation of a Chacham, and only the husband could be made for it, then we don't say, oh, that he's going to wake up later and say that if only I would have known that I could be made for it, because that is already well known. Everybody knows, every husband knows that he could be made for certain kinds of nadarim. Now, the Mefarshim, the Marshal takes out the next lines. Usually that's a rule in Shas, that any words that appear in parentheses are not, we're not goris them. Okay, we're not goris the words Rabbi Lezer Omer, Echad Tzarech V'Echad Eino Tzarech Lo Yachzer. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason Lo Yachzer is because of Pritzus. That only applies by the nether that cannot be Hutar. It's because she is very callous when it comes to Nadarim. Rav Meir says the reason why you can't take her back is because of Kilkula. Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Loi asru tzarech elamei she'enoi tzarech. They only asered a neder that needs the investigation of a chacham because of a neder that does not need the investigation of a chacham. Because a neder that needs a chakir of a chacham, there's no possibility of kilkel, because he can't say, oh, if I would have known, then I never would have divorced her, because Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that a man does not want to be mevaza his wife in Bezdin. So a neder that needs chakiras chacham, really there's no chash of kilkel according to Rabbi Lezer, and that's because Ein Adam Roitze Shetisbaza Ishtai Bevezdin. So why did they aser it? They aser it because of Ein Sarach Chakiras Chacham, where he could deny and say, oh, if I would have known that I could be made for it, I wouldn't have divorced her. So there is Kilkel only by Ein Sarach, and they only asered Sarach Chakiras Chacham, where really there's no Chash, because a person would never have said, if I would have known that a Chacham could be matter it, I would have gone to a chacham. A person doesn't want to take his wife to a bezdin. So loy asu tzarch elamnei she'ena tzarch. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that a neder made in front of a rabbim has no hafara? So Gemara says the chsiv that we learn out from a pasuk in Navi that the gevoinim came to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua swore that if they would be water carriers and wood choppers, he would not kill them. And he made that shvua in front of a rabbim. The Bnei Yisrael did not smite them because the princes swore. So that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's made in front of a rabbim, that there's no hatara. The kama rabbim, how many is a rabbim? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Shloisha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says three. Why? Because there's a pasuk, Yamim Shnayim Rabim Shloisha. Usually we say Yamim is 2 days, Rabim is 3 days. So here it says Rabim, when we say Neder Shota Rabim, Rabim is 3. Rav Yitzchak Amar Asar, Rav Yitzchak says it's 10. Because Eda Ksivahu, it says an Eda, and Eda is usually 10. Okay, we're going to hold it here, that's all. That's the page. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Next week, 75. Okay? Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you Be'ezus Hashem. Kol Tov, Bracha V'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.